WABE in Atlanta. I'm Lois Reitzes, and this is City Lights. Thank you for listening. And first, new music for very old films. Even if you do not recognize the name Georges Méliès, there's a good chance you would know one of the images made by the turn of the 20th century French filmmaker, namely The Man in the Moon. If that term conjures a picture in your mind of a tiny rocket embedded in the moon's face as the man in the moon sputters and blinks, that comes from Méliès' 1902 film Voyage to the Moon. A number of Méliès' films are being screened in Atlanta tonight as part of France Atlanta 2018. And they'll have a fresh soundtrack thanks to my guest, French musician Jean-François Alcolea. He is the founder of Alcolea and Company, performing during the screening in an event called Right in the Eye. Monsieur Alcolea, welcome to City Lights.
Thank you, Louise. Welcome.
First, let's play a little bit of some of the music. There is unusual instrumentation and many percussive elements we hear in that clip of your music. What is it in Méliès' films that led you to this sound?
In Méliès' film, there are many, many, many different kind of things and very rich images.
Yes.
And I wanted to translate with sound the difference with these different instruments. I wanted to give colors and different. These many instruments bring tones and the abundance of details bring me to use this different kind of tonalities.
And it makes such sense because these images are surreal in many ways, wouldn't you say? So if one thinks about the music of that time, it would not have sounded appropriate if perhaps we listened to Debussy or something still dreamy and evocative, but not matching how radical these images are.
For sure, and this way to work with these images give each film a special sonority and for sure a special identity, and that's what I wanted to give on this this film, and more than this film. In the show.
Yeah. Why is it especially important for you to screen Méliès films for American audiences?
America is known as the country of the cinema. And that's a reality, for sure. We've got Hollywood and all other places where films are made in here, and great films. But we often forgot that the beginning of the cinema was something really arty and manufactured, and it's coming from France. The first who have a film studio. Who created a film studio is Méliès, and it's in France that the first film studio are made and the film were created there. So it's important for me to bring this culture, because it's a culture. Yes. And it's a really early and beginning cinema. Méliès created and invented the special effects. It's the one who invented this special effect that we use actually.
That's fantastic.
And I found that really fantastic. And to bring this old, really old films In the 20th century, it's a way to bring something with this music and the way that and the approach I made of this show. It's a way to make these origins really contemporary.
Absolutely, and I think what you say makes such sense, because of the history of film, and now the art form is more than a century old. It's important to know about silent films and how stunning they could be. And we're seeing more of it, too, I think, with German cinema.
Of course.
And even American films, Chaplin and some of those earlier silent films. For you, as an artist, what do you derive? What gives you the greatest satisfaction from working with these movies that are more than 100 years old?
There are many challenges to work with this old films. The first one is to make this show contemporary and not an old show or something that looking past or old fashioned. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first challenge. The second one is to bring to the audience a different way to feel these films and make them almost usual, because I say that because the actors in the film have got different ways to play that now. So maybe there's something really different. So I try to pass throughout this way and to make this actually, and the sound gives a think or a way to receive the images.
Yes.
And the third challenge was I work with images since a long time, and since a long time, the shows that I created with the images is the contrary, the opposite of the this show. In this show, you have the films of Méliès, and I have to make something that go really with these films and not against, because the music can easily go up the images, and it's like a composer that write an opera. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had this always this idea and the, this way to work.
And I know that you also offer educational programs. You've performed in schools while you've been here. Is that correct?
Correct, exactly.
So how do you find that combining this type of original music and film can reach young people? Do the students seem to enjoy it?
I don't exactly know what they felt, but what I saw here, because we performed yesterday and the day before in schools here in Atlanta, and I was really surprised at the reactions of the children, and it was really into the film, and they are reacting directly with what happened to the screening.
Then I would say Your work is a success with education.
maybe, but it's important for and that's why that's even why I created this project. It's an educational show, and it can bring keys to understand the world in which we are with all these images. In workshops we're making, we learn children how special effects are made, and we can make films so with them. And that's keys to give them and to maybe open the eyes in different way.
That's wonderful. Jean-François Alcolea is the founder of Alcolea and Company, the company. The other musicians join him tonight to perform Right in the Eye, music based on the cinema of Georges Méliès. That's at the Plaza Theater. It's part of France Atlanta 2018. The program begins at 7 o'clock this evening. Monsieur Alcolea, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lois. That's a pleasure.